Are you a sheep? No. You're a dragon. Be a dragon.
This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, I'm Amanda, and with me today is my awesome, hilarious, wonderful, brilliant co-host Monica, and we are both so happy to be joining you back after our hiatus. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Amanda, and hi, listeners. Welcome to 2020!
Yay! I was just saying to my ladies in business today, and everybody agreed, and I was like, I think the new year, the new year should always start in February. And they were like, hell yeah!
not wrong, because it felt a bit like the Monday of the year for me, I have to say.
Yeah. Everyone I know was just pretty much everyone I know had like a really shitty January.
Yeah, I don't even know if I would call it particularly shit for me, but it was just very meh. I don't know.
Meh. Meh and long.
Meh and long and also short and also meh.
Yeah, it just felt like it dragged on forever for me, and I was so sick for like 2 weeks, and I feel like I'm finally appreciating the new year now.
In February.
Doing all the things that I wanted to do at the beginning of the year, just now.
Which are?
Get my shit together.
Oh, okay. I thought it sounded like it sounded a bit like you had some big things planned for the new year, like set goals and...
Oh, yeah. Well, all that stuff, like set goals and set income goals and start like doing all the more like wooey spiritually stuff that I want to do, like start getting like... were actually focused on and writing and my podcast course and like all the things that I'm like really wanted to get clear on coming into January, and I didn't.
Yeah, but you were sick. Your body needed the reboot.
I know it did. I was like, we just had a break in December. Why do you need another one?
That's different. You came home, now you had a great time with your parents in the US of A, and now it's time for your body to focus on you. That's what it did.
Well, it sure did. It was a pain in the backside, but we're over it now.
Yes, fortunately.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you did. Like, get a lot of reading time done, though.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
So that was good for something. Bonuses.
Yeah, my parents got me a Kindle for Christmas. Thank you. Yay. And I got Kindle Unlimited for 99p for 3 months. And I am taking full friggin' advantage of that.
That's amazing.
I know.
How does it work? Do you have the books for a certain amount of time and then you... How does it work?
I don't know. You can like rent, quote unquote rent, I guess, like up to 10 books at a time. So I've just been... reading, and then you like put them back, and then you take out more, and then you put them back. And it took me a while to figure out actually how to get them off the Kindle, because I was like, delete. It's not deleting. It's not going anywhere. It's still there. Why can't I get rid of this? So I had to like actually go on the Amazon website and return the books. But it's fine. I got there. I figured it out.
Interesting. Very complex indeed.
Indeed.
Cool. Any other news in Geeky Town besides you reading a lot during your sick time?
I've been playing Elder Scrolls Online again, like pretty much as soon as I could sit up and be awake for longer than a couple hours. I was like, I really have the Elder Scrolls itch. I bought Elsweyr in the Steam Winter Sale, so I've been really excited to actually start playing it. And Tom and I have been playing it, and I've been playing it, and I'm just like... I really do love this more than anything else, so I think it's going to be my game. And I bought it for you for Christmas, too.
Yes, you bought it for me as well. I got so many games from you and Tom.
Yeah, we're, like, leveling up your geek cred.
Hey,
Your gamer cred, I should say.
Just because I play Nintendo games for children doesn't mean I don't have a geek cred or a gamer cred. No,
that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
I'm very happy with my Yoshi crafted world that it's for 5-year-old kids or something.
No, it's good. I have a confession to make.
Yes.
Actually, now that we're talking about Nintendo. I started playing Breath of the Wild when I was in Florida. Yes. And I played it for like 2 hours and I have not played it again.
I thought that happened. We talked about it once and then I think I checked your Nintendo stats once and I saw that nothing was happening there.
I hadn't even been back on Nintendo.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I know.
I don't know what I should say to this now.
I'm sorry. I do really want to play it. Like, I really want to play it, but I'm like, I've got the Elder Scrolls itch now, and I feel like I only just want to play Elder Scrolls right now, and...
Yeah, you can't force it. It will happen in its due time.
It will.
You'll be missing out.
With you. I know. Yeah. I know I suck.
No, you're just missing out. That's all I'm saying.
I'll get to it. I will get there, and I will love it, and I will show it all the love and finger... pushing buttons that it deserves.
I will show it all the finger pushing buttons. Amazing. Yeah. New with me.
So what's new with you in Geeky Town?
Geeky Town. Well, over Christmas, it was a hard binging session for me with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
That was the best decision I ever made. Because it's literally one of the best series I have seen in a while. Loving it hard. So sad that there will only be one more season. And then it's over. I feel I miss the hype in the community and everything. Yeah. And
But you'll be there for the last season. You'll hype it up with us.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that. I also watched The Witcher.
Oh, yes. I think everyone in the world watched The Witcher. Yeah. I can make that assumption. It's like a hypothesis. That's what they call scientific theory, right? Yep. That's my hypothesis because I watched it, or Tom and I watched it with my parents, and they enjoyed it. So therefore, everybody in the world watched The Witcher.
I see how you said that. I already have one person in my home that didn't watch it, so I have to... Yeah, it's not a fan.
I'm sorry. The weirdo is actually not a person.
I mean, you've seen him, but also that's all you did. And that could also confirm that he's not a person.
He is indeed just an android.
Probably.
Actually, that would make a lot of sense.
That would make a lot of sense. Yep, it does. Yeah.
Confirmed. Yeah. Weirdo is an android.
I was an android. I don't know if I'm what's his? Henry Cavill? Is that his name?
Henry Cavill.
Almost. See, I was almost there. So close. Yeah. I don't fangirl about him as much as probably you do.
See, I don't think Henry Cavill is that attractive. Like he's Superman and I'm just like, meh. I've seen him like just hanging out in, I don't know, photo shoots and paparazzi shots and I'm just like, meh. See, put a blonde wig on him and make him a little bit gruff, make his eyes like golden and I don't know, make him rough talk, and dirty and
talk really deep and grunt and fuck and
I'm just like, ah.
I was always sitting there wondering, Superman never swore that much in his life. No. With the first fuck, I was like, how was he feeling when he did that? Because it's pretty hilarious. The voice is definitely not his talking voice. It's very, very low because I just recently saw an interview and I was like, yeah, no, your voice is not as low and normal.
But I don't think that I don't think it was altered with like sound effects or anything. Like it was the voice.
Super low. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just sound like I need to take a shit.
It sounded really wrong, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think he's, compared to other superheroes, he has a very bodybuildery muscle structure, doesn't he? Like he has very broad shoulders, and it's different than, for example, Thor is, even though he's also super muscly and everything. But you feel like Thor can still put his hands to his sides, whereas the Witcher is more...
Yeah, he's like, beefcake. Yeah.
So much work, eh?
But I'm gonna put a pin in this conversation because we're gonna have an entire episode on The Witcher.
True.
So,
yeah.
Just gonna table this for now because I don't want it to be like that episode that we were like, yeah, we're gonna talk about Geek Girl in the News. And then we were so excited about all the stuff that we talked about first that we just recorded that episode and recorded Geek Girl in the News later.
We can't do that because it's the new month and
No, we gotta get to the Geek Girl in the News because it's been a long 2 months. It's
been a long 2 months.
And there's been so much awesome stuff happening.
That is true. Starting out with esports.
Yeah. We got an article sent through from Frasley, but he sent it through from his friend Alessandra. So thank you both.
Thank you both. In general, the article is talking about esports in Australia and Australian tournaments and women and schools and PUBG. I still don't know what PUBG is about, I have to admit.
It's a game that is like...
Battle Royale.
Yeah, Battle Royale.
I know that my nephew's age group is playing it, so around 17, 18-ish, so...
I think a lot of age groups are playing it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like I should know more about what it is, but like...
Also, should you?
Well...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, so like Australia is really leveling up their esports game. See what I did there? And it's like pretty cool. So the schools are getting a league called the Fuse League, which basically aims to bring school-based esports to students in years 5 through 8, which is the middle school age bracket.
How old are people there?
I have 10 through 13, maybe.
Ooh.
Which is awesome because esports is totally the future of, like, it's happening. So why not start them early?
What excites me in this school league is that they will have they're all on Switch, the games that they're going to play. So Mario Kart, Rocket League, and FIFA 20, all on Nintendo Switch, according to the Fuse League website.
Monica is just wishing that she lived in Australia and was 10 to 13 years old.
Oh, right no, now. I suck at gaming, so... I would never win anything. I would just be in it for the woo excitement.
Woo, esports.
Woo, esports.
Yeah. And there's going to be a tiered tournament for PUBG, but since we don't know what that is, like, we'll link this article and you can look that up on your own.
I mean, they play PUBG in tiers is what I understand from that thing.
Yeah, there's going to be 6.8 thousand Australian dollars in prize money, though, so hey.
Wow.
And yeah. And finally, the XP Esports has announced the Women's League. So that's one of the larger esports organizations in the country. And they are opening up Rainbow Six Siege and Overwatch to women.
Nice. Unfortunately, there has no prize money been announced until now. So we can't compare it if they get the same moolah and cashamola as all the other tournaments would get. I sure as hell hope so.
I hope so too.
And yeah, it will be an online competition and potentially there will be an offline event. But that's not yet.
Yeah. So I think Australia is really like paving the way for esports. Because everything that I hear about esports, most things I've been hearing about esports, like Australia is definitely the top runner, the forerunner, front runner. However you want to say that. It's in the lead. It's like leading the way, being the role model for esports.
I like that.
Either that or I just know a lot of Australians.
Maybe that. I don't know. But I think it's great. I think it's cool that they start out with schools as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes away a bit of the stigma of sucks to play games, especially when you're in school and a student and blah. So... Go you!
Woohoo!
Australia.
Yeah, agree. And next, we've got some kind of news.
Yeah.
There's a sad smile. Or a sad smile? A frown.
Frown.
A sad face. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You make fun noises with it, though.
Yeah. There will never be a female James Bond, friends.
That's what Barbara Broccoli said.
She is the long-term producer and overseer of the Bond franchise. So that's really sad because we reported in an earlier Geek Girl in the News from sometime in 2019, the episode that I wasn't on, actually, that there was going to be a female James Bond.
Yeah, and there was also a release of an image that looked as if there was a black female James Bond. But that just turned out that that wasn't supposed to be with Lashana Lynch. But that wasn't supposed to be her as James Bond, but she's just her very own 00 agent.
Yeah, which, like, I think that's fine. As much as it sucks that, like, we're not getting a female James Bond, I totally agree with the reasoning behind it by being like, why not create a storyline for, like, a strong female character instead of being like, oh, James Bond is now a woman. I think what I had said before was that, like, 007 was just a title, whereas James Bond is a person. Like,
everybody can be 007, but not everybody can be James Bond.
Exactly. Yes, they can have different actors, different male actors, different men of color playing James Bond, which I'm all for, like, a variety of men to be playing the role of James Bond. It would be weird to have a woman come in and play James Bond, but it wouldn't be weird to me for a woman to come in and play 007.
Yeah.
Because I kind of feel like it's just the name of the role.
Well, that's a job title, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I mean. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty excited for when it does come out.
Sorry, I just got super excited because I wrote the sentence. I read a sentence that I didn't read before.
What is it?
They brought Phoebe Waller-Bridge to the writing team.
I just saw that as well.
Who was like, did you see Fleabag yet?
No. I know. I need to see it. I need to see it.
You need to see it and then you can be super excited.
Okay. But I am excited that we've got, like, because I know that Fleabag is awesome. My parents loved Fleabag and I'm like, well, they loved it. There's probably a good chance. Parents loved
Fleabag?
Yeah.
Both seasons.
I have no idea what it's about, but they both loved it.
There's a lot of fucking around in these.
Well, that's probably why they liked it.
Maybe. Man, Fleabag season 2. The hot priest.
Oh, good to know. You and priests?
Me and priests. But you, everybody and priests in Fleabag, woman. Watch Fleabag, I'm telling you.
I will. So, yeah, that's our James Bond news. What do you think? Like, what's your opinion, listeners, on whether female James Bond or, like, what do you think about it? I think it's, like, a female 007, yeah, female James Bond, probably not.
Yeah. If she gets quite some screen time in the new Bond, next Bond film, I'll be down.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you could merge, if you could merge things that that you would think would never work character-wise in pop culture, what would that be?
This is a really vague question. I mean, I know what you're getting at, but, like,
what is a character in your favorite movies? For example, can you imagine Joffrey being anything else but Joffrey in his life?
No, never again. I'm so sorry because that actor was so amazing. But I don't think I could take him seriously as anything else. Like, he was so committed to being the worst person in the world that I can't see him as being anything but the worst person in the world.
Yeah, he stepped back from acting, though. That's what I heard. But that's, well, that's just
probably for the best.
Yeah.
Not because of his acting abilities. I just want to clarify that.
That is true. I think one great example that went well is, for example, Malcolm in the Middle. His dad, Bryan Cranston, then became Heisenberg, and that went really well.
That went so well.
And now we have something new that we can be interested or curious about.
Yeah, we have a good old everyone's favorite person to hate, Professor Umbridge.
And she's going to play the queen in The Crown in the last and fifth season. Imelda Staunton, by the way, is her actual name, in case you don't know, because I honestly, I have to admit, I didn't.
I didn't know her, know that. I knew her as Professor Umbridge, and that's weird.
I don't know if I will get to a point where I can see her as anything else but Professor Umbridge, but we will see how she fares as the queen.
We will see.
Did you watch The Crown?
I haven't seen any of The Crown, but this is another one that my mum loves.
Jesus. We should have a new series show format that's called hashtag Amanda's Mom Loves or something.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I think that's good, yeah.
Yeah, and Imelda Staunton steps into footprints of Claire Foy and Olivia Colman, who played the Claire Foy played the younger queen, and Olivia Colman played the queen in the last two seasons? One season? I'm not sure.
That's fun. So the basic premise of The Crown is it's kind of following Queen Elizabeth's life from young kid to where she is now?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Like young, she's, when she becomes the queen to, the last part of her life. You don't see it from the beginning, like from her child days or something, but you see around the time when she becomes the queen and then things that happen.
Okay. Is this, sorry, just clarify for me, is it Queen Elizabeth the First or Queen Elizabeth the Second?
The the current one.
Okay. That's cool. I didn't actually realize that it was about our current queen.
Yes, and Matt Smith plays Prince Philip as well in the first two seasons, and he's a pretty fucking attractive Prince Philip, if I should say that.
Yeah, I believe that. Now I'm kind of like, watch list.
Yeah.
So finish Grace and Frankie and head over here. Ah, I can see this happening. Yep, okay.
Yep, so let's see how that will go.
Yeah, I'm excited for that now that I know more about it.
Yep.
Yeah. And definitely curious how Umbridge is going to be the queen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, pretty much the only thing they have in common is that they're British.
I guess so. And especially when you see her, because the article that we have has an image of Umbridge here again. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can see the hair and everything, but I also can't, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work for me.
Umbridge was seriously the worst character in the book for me.
Yeah, she was worse than Voldemort.
That is very true. Mm-hmm. So mad. I was so mad when I read it.
Mm-hmm. She's hateful.
Yep.
And on to more hateful things. how we work.
I love the excitement in your voice about this.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Tom sent us in a Twitter thread that basically is really sad. It kind of breaks my heart a little bit. So there's a tweet from Mika Dudkem. I'm really sorry if I didn't say your name right. And they say, okay, am I overthinking this? When Cats did badly in theaters, they showed Jason Derulo and Idris Elba photos. And I thought that was weird because the promo was mostly Taylor Swift. And now that Rise of Skywalker is on a decline, they use this pic of John Boyega. And it's a picture. They've clipped a picture of John Boyega in traditional African outfit, saying like box office Star Wars Rise of Skywalker loses 1,200 theaters, continues to plummet. And what a picture of John Boyega not dressed in Star Wars universe clothing has anything to do with the box office decline. I will never understand. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, very much what the fuck.
So it's so like, I totally see this because if they're using these pictures of the amazing black men that have been in these films to be like, oh, this film is shit now, and here's beautiful Idris Elba, and he's shit, and here's Jason Derulo, and he's shit, and here's John Boyega, African John Boyega, and he's shit. Whereas, like, in all the promo, they're like, hey, it's Rebel Wilson, hey, it's Taylor Swift, hey, it's Ray.
I've never seen any other images. I didn't even know that Idris Elba was in Cats, to be honest. Because it was Yoshi.
I thought that was a cat. I was like, how appropriate. You don't have a cat.
I don't have a cat, but my dog thinks he's one.
Yeah. No, pretty much like everyone was in Cats.
Yeah.
Like Judi Dench and Ian McKellen and James Corden and Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson, Jason Derulo, Idris Elba, like name a famous person, they are probably in Cats.
It was so hilarious when that bunked so hard.
It was kind of expected though, wasn't it? It looked terrible.
I was always already wondering. I saw some, I don't know if it was PR or anything, where Rebel Wilson was telling about how they were working on Cats, that they had lessons on how to act like a cat and all the
things. Was it a YouTube video? Was she on some night show with Jason Derulo?
I don't know.
Because I saw one with the two, an interview with the two of them, and I was like, I'm kind of in for it. Like, I still would go see it. I know it's not in theater anymore, but I would watch Cats. Even if I was just to be like, what the fuck?
I've read some hilarious tweet. I'm so sad I didn't save it. But one was commenting, writing down notes in her phone while she was watching Cats. And she was also high at the same time. And it was just the most hilarious thing to ever read on planet. It was even better than a Hallmark things.
That reminds me. My friend Caroline tagged me on Facebook in a Cats post, and a Cats article, and it was all just like bad critic reviews. And she was like, Amanda, I want to go see this, and you have to go see it with me. And I was like, hell yeah, let's go see this, but we totally need to drop acid first. And Caroline was like, woohoo. And then my mom was like, why are you talking about doing drugs on Facebook? And I was like, it was a joke, Mom. Mom was a joke. You know,
concerned parents are the best. My mom once thought I was an alcoholic because I had Baileys in my flat and I put it in my coffee.
Oh, no.
And she was like, it's so easy to oversee how much you're drinking and you need to be really careful. And I'm like, I seriously just put that occasionally in my coffee. Yeah, but I have to be super careful. It's so funny.
Yeah. Parents. I don't love them.
Yeah.
Anyways, what we don't love
is racism.
We do not love racism.
No. We hate it.
We hate it a lot. And I do not like box office and articles and anything using the black men in movies as scapegoats for why the movies are shit.
Yeah. Because I really like John Boyega. And even if I didn't like John Boyega, it would still not be appropriate.
And, like, let's be honest. Like, we've both seen Rise of Skywalker, right? Oh.
You almost spoiled me.
No, I was going to say.
All the things you didn't see in...
Yeah. Like, we had a deal.
Yeah, but Disney Plus ruined this for me.
Anyways, I have seen Rise of Skywalker, and spoiler, so did my dad. We took him on Christmas Eve, and it was the very first Star Wars movie he's ever seen, so that was fun. And John Boyega was, I enjoyed the film, and I just want to say, like, he was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, if I had to say, like, oh, the worst part of Rise of Skywalker, the answer would not be John Boyega.
Yeah.
The worst part of Rise of Skywalker is that Poe is not gay. I was really disappointed because there were so many rumors that he was going to be gay, and he was not.
Sad times.
And that made me sad. And I'm like, oh. But for me to turn around and be like, that's why it bombed. Like, that's not true.
That's not true. It is important what images you use in your media, because it's also representation and it also tells a story. So stop being fucking implicitly racist, assholes.
We see right through you.
We see right through you.
And we will call you out.
Because that's what we're here for.
Down with racism.
Dun, dun, dun. I see a Henry Cavill.
Cavill?
Damn it. I thought I was right now.
So close.
So close. He is with us on that one, just so you know. Don't mess with the Witcher.
You just sounded like a zombie. You didn't sound like a sexy witcher at all.
Well, I am not a sexy witcher, so that might be the issue.
But on some good TV news, let's like end this episode on a high. So we've got a couple of articles left, and they're good ones.
Yay!
Yay! So Batwoman, starring the really sexy Ruby Rose, has been renewed for season 2.
Yay! Sorry. Yay. I was still concentrating on the name Ruby Rose.
Yeah, I mean, I think that does that to all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ruby but Rose. I'm also as a, I'm not even, I don't think I'm on the spectrum, but I would be for her, I think.
If you would be for one person, you would be on the spectrum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come to the bi side.
We apparently have, my fingers say I'm bi.
Well, if the fingers don't lie.
I don't know. There is this weird rule when some finger is longer than the other one. Where when the pointy index finger is longer than the second one from the like next to the pinky, then you're gay. When it's the same size, then you're bi, and when it's shorter, then you're straight. We did that on a
Zoom. You can also like you can move your hands.
Yeah,
to make them that way.
If you don't move your hands.
Well, mine are lovely and the same size.
See? And that's apparently a sign that you're bi. And it was we did that on a Zoom call once. It was actually right for everyone in the call.
That's pretty cool. But yeah, super excited about Batwoman getting renewed. Have a confession to make. Haven't seen the first season.
Same.
Have a further confession to make. I have seen the first episode and I loved it, but my dad didn't. Just to keep you up to date on like hashtag Amanda's parents watch. not down for Batwoman.
At least your dad wasn't. Maybe your mom would have been. Maybe your mom likes it.
Maybe.
See?
You know what mom loved? Nancy Drew. We watched the shit out of that and it was awesome.
Didn't see that.
So good. So good. Anyways, yeah. So that was all we wanted to say about Batwoman. We're like, woohoo.
The only thing I have to say is that the image that we see here doesn't look like Ruby Rose at all. But whatever. It's just a
sight. I think it is, though. And I'm just like, ha. Oh.
I don't know. Looks weird. Whatever. Moving on.
Whatever.
From one universe to the next. Because.
Of course we're talking about Marvel. Of course. Would it be caring if we didn't bring up Marvel at least once an episode?
And also, since it was the Super Bowl and they had this big airtime with, I think, 30 seconds. I don't even know. Well, I don't even want to know how much that is, but whatever.
It's really expensive. It's the most expensive advertising time in the entire cable year.
Yeah.
It is, like, Super Bowl ads are the shit.
I imagine.
They used to be. Now they're like, meh.
What, you mean you didn't like the Jason Momoa ad? I don't get what you're saying.
That was so weird. That was so weird. And, you know, they kind of take away now because you can get a lot of the ads on the internet before they're released over the Super Bowl. It's like, well, what's the point?
That still a shit ton of people are watching it during the Super Bowl?
It's true, but still.
Anyway.
But still. Anyways.
They showed a trailer. A really short one for the upcoming Marvel series during the Super Bowl. Like, maybe
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. They squeezed like stuff from Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
We said that in unison. That's going to sound so awesome.
WandaVision.
And which I'm also so excited about.
It looks so. Fuck, like it's so. I have no idea what to expect from that one, to be very honest.
I know.
And Loki, and I mean, it was the shortest part of the trailer, but it was like, get me the most excited, to be very fair.
I know, like hashtag no spoilers.
Hashtag no spoilers.
Of Loki. They're keeping that on the DL.
Yeah, but Tom Hiddleston is just a. I have a thing for Loki. I don't know.
Do you?
I don't know.
I never knew that. We never knew that before.
You didn't know that? Because I'm always talking about Thor?
I'm joking, Monica. Of course.
I'm sorry. I don't know all the love affairs that I'm having openly on the podcast. I forgot to keep track.
To be honest, like I think that there are not that many people that you're not super crushing on. So.
That is not true. I just said I'm not super crushing on The Witcher.
Okay, there's one person. But for us over here in Europe, at least in the UK, which actually isn't in Europe anymore. Or no, we're in Europe. We're not in the EU. I was like, not us. But yes, it's us. We're not getting Disney Plus until March 24th.
But they won't be out before that. It's only 2 months.
It's so long. We've already had to wait from November.
Yeah, but bullshit. Now it's only 2 months. And we already skipped January. So that's gone. And then it's not even, it's like, February is not even a full month. And then it's like a week before
end of month. It's a leap year.
30 days, 29 days.
Exactly. It's just a full month. It's the same thing as any other month.
New February. Yeah, but I'm excited. I don't know when they will come out, but they will come out.
We talked about it all back in our episode about Marvel's Phase 5.
So much about Phase 4.
So we do have a timeline, and it's there, and we're going to have to, like, look back. We'll link that episode in the show notes, because you should probably listen to that one as well, because we get, like, super excited about these episodes.
It is true.
These shows. Yeah. Yeah, so that's our Geek Girl in the News for February 2020. January 2020. Like, hey, Happy New Year, all the awesome Geek Girl news.
Happy New Year! Yeah. I'm excited to be back.
Me too. And let me tell you how many amazing interviews we already have lined up for this year.
Very true.
So cool. So
if I would get to work, we will probably have more. But
yeah, me too. Don't worry. We're just getting started.
Cool beans.
Cool.
Glad
so
to be back.
Thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We're both really glad to be back. Really glad to be hanging out in your earbuds.
It has something very wrong to it.
I always like to say it.
I know. Always feels wrong. Cool.
That's why I say it. Cool.
See you in the next one.
For another super awesome episode of Geek Herring.
That's almost a new outro.
Pretty much. Pew. If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at dragonpoweredstudio.com.